He can't eat on his own? He has to be fed?
He has to be fed.
Wow.
Here's a mouse. Here's another mouse. I guess that's how it goes.
Somebody work Paco's jaw for him. Put another mouse in there.
So I saw a movie over the weekend called Obsession, and it was fantastic. It's a horror movie.
Okay.
So if you're not into horror movies, then it's not for you. But there is a relatable situation. The premise of the movie, I think, will stir up memories in many people.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the story of this kind of shy guy in his mid-20s, and he's got feelings for a girl that's kind of in his friend group, and he doesn't have the courage to tell her and, you know, and act on his feelings. But he goes to a novelty shop, and he gets an item that allows him to make one wish that ends up coming true.
Like you do.
And his wish was, I wish that she would love me more than anything in the world.
Oh.
And his wish comes true.
And he...
to absolutely horrifying effect.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
She goes crazy. And it's not her fault. She is not the villain in this movie, even though she's scary as all get out.
Right.
Because
but
she's not
he
in control.
He made her that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
There's a worse villain?
Oh, the person who made her do this. Yeah.
Oh,
The kid who made the wish is the villain, really. And it just reminds me... There's the times when he's just like, oh my God, what did I, you know, get myself
into? What did I
into?
Wish for, yeah.
Then she's like absolutely obsessed with him, and he's like, yeah, like I'm trapped. And I think we've all been there where somebody likes you really hard, you know? Now, quite often that's when you're young, right?
And you all of a sudden, you realize, oh my God, what have I done? I have to get away from this.
I'm trapped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I remember one time making out with a girl at a party after one of the high school musical cast parties.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't really mean much, but her it did. Oh, it did. I was high for the, 2 weeks. I never took my usual routes to, class. I went total coward mode.
You see her coming down the hall, and you jump into some classroom that you don't even go to.
Oh, yeah. She was like that overly attached girlfriend meme.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, stage 5 clinger. It was it was terrifying. Mm. I feel really bad
the
for ghosting
thing.
Her, but I didn't know what to do.
Did you ever apologize?
No.
Okay.
I've never talked to her since that party.
It's good. I remember having something kind of similar. I remember breaking out drunk at a high school party with a girl whose name was Cindy Bohr, and she lived up to that name. We went to a party in her parents' basement. I remember them, hey, we made pizza, and all was pretty much toast with ketchup on it. And, and of course, somebody brought a keg, and somebody took a picture of me and this girl making out.
Oh, no.
And Dave Ermshaw, one of my good friends, went down to Kinko's and made it into a big poster. And hung
That's
it up.
Brilliant.
Hung it up in my home room so I would see it as soon as I showed up for school.
That's a horror movie right there.
Oh yeah. And they constantly teased me about it.
Oh, that is just a piece of awesomeness right there.
Scary stuff.
What we're not saying is, I don't think any of us are willing to admit that we were the obsessed person for somebody else. There's somebody right now telling stories about Jim or Woody. Oh, my God.
I couldn't get away from them.
They were freaks. I couldn't control their feelings.
I left my house, and oh, my God, there he was again.
It was gross.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Of course, people around here still remember years ago at the Smyrna Air Show, they had the Blue Angel crash.
Mm-hmm.
Another air show in Idaho, they had a couple of the Thunderbirds, that of course is the Air Force version of the Blue Angels. A couple of their fighter jets collided. Luckily, both pilots were able to eject and float down to safety in a parachute.
Everybody's okay.
Yeah, everybody's all right.
You have one job.
It's also,
fly the plane.
It's also one of the most dangerous jobs on Earth.
I know.
Especially when they're
I'd be terrified.
The precision things where they're, the tips of their
flying
wings
each
are
other
like
at
right close
600 miles an hour and then come within 1 inch of each other, but don't hit.
It is. It's amazing.
So there's a social media clip that is making the rounds, has 28 million views, 5 million likes, and 28,000 comments in support of it. And it's a message to men everywhere.
Please stop wearing flip-flops. It's really gross.
Yeah,
I have to agree.
Yeah,
you know what? I hate this that sound of the flip flop, like that slapping.
The slapping of your against your heel.
Like in general, can I wear them on vacation?
No.
What do you wear on vacation?
Go for sandals that don't flop.
I go something Fred Flintstone bare feet.
I'm with you on the sound. It's awful.
Flip flops, and then they sit down and they take them off, and you smell.
Just
you
I don't
smell
know.
Your feet.
Wear shoes.
Oh, wash your feet.
Wash your feet, everybody.
We don't want to see it. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to smell it. All right, what you got, Adam?
So if you're in the Kansas area, there's this really cool thing happening. There's a restaurant owner. He owns about 100 franchise Pizza Huts.
Okay.
And he's restoring them back to the original theme. So like the red roofs, the checkered tablecloths,
the salad bar. It looked like they did in the 80s.
The plastic soda cups.
He's doing that.
Oh.
The Pac-Man machines.
Wow.
What people are like incensed about is they want the original recipes. They don't care about the aesthetic. They want the original recipes.
They want the pan pizza and all that stuff. Yeah.
They said that new pan pizzas aren't that good. So I personally would love to go to one. But anyway.
They said they're bringing back the book thing where you read books and you get pizza. Yeah. I love that.
I love that so much.
Bring stuff back.
Maybe that'll work. It'll bring them back. Remember, they used to be the biggest.
I know.
Now they're an afterthought at best.
It's like my second choice.
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
They're not doing well.
Papa John's and then Pizza Hut.
There's a lot of businesses in Middle Tennessee that used to be a Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
The Woody and Jim Joke Off, where we tell terrible, bad jokes back and forth until somebody laughs.
By comparison, the rest of the Monday things you experience will be funny.
Yes. Adam is here as an observer. He may laugh, but we can't.
I'm definitely going to laugh.
All right. Would you like to begin, Jim?
What if I said no?
Then I guess we'd move on to something else.
People are saying, say no!
Say no!
Say no!
Why does he say yes every Monday?
Damn it.
Woody?
Yes.
Why do horses have such low divorce rates?
I don't know.
Because they're in stable relationships.
You know, Jim, air at the gas station used to be free. Now it costs like $1.50. That's inflation for you.
In this economy.
What kind of pants do ghost hunters wear? Paranormal pants.
Jim, somebody broke into my garage over the weekend and stole my limbo pole.
Yeah.
Seriously, how low can you go?
My wife said she'd leave me if I didn't stop with the photography puns. I said, snap out of it. Don't be so negative. Let's see how things develop. It's not a pretty picture. She left in a flash.
Wow. There was an epilogue to that. Jim, scientists have grown human vocal cords in a petri dish in a laboratory.
Really?
The results speak for themselves.
Oh, good.
I told my friend I'm building a model of Mount Everest. He said, is it to scale? I said, no, it's to look at.
Okay.
Jim, I dreamt I was swimming in an ocean of orange soda, but I realized it was just a fantasy. Oh, God.
That was awful.
Nostalgic soda joke.
They still make Fanta, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. Get with it, Jim.
Somebody complimented me in my parking today. They left a note on my car. It said, parking fine.
Parking fine, huh? Oh. Your parking is fine.
Clever.
Did you hear about the chameleon who couldn't change color?
Mm-mm.
He had a reptile dysfunction.
Oh. I thought that would do it.
I just spent $100 on a belt that doesn't fit.
Really?
Huge waste. It snuck up on you like a hot sauce.
I thought you were going to power through.
It snuck up on me like food poisoning.
Almost made it.
is the Woody and Jim Show. Guess what? Chicken butt. Also time for Gender Wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. You can see them for your tree removal needs. Go to localtreefellers.com. All right, we got Bob. We got Dina ready to go at it. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
All right.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Here's a warm-up question, starting with Bob. Tell us a low-key skill that you possess.
Sitting on my butt and watching TV.
Nobody better.
You get the gold medal.
Dina, what about you? What's a low-key skill you possess?
Like I said, I hate to even admit that I can do this, but I can burp my ABCs in one burp. There you go.
Ooh.
All right, tell you what, let's play the game.
Yeah, and then afterwards, you're going to have to do that for us, okay?
We're going
to
need that for
you. Yeah. Win or lose.
All of them in one burp?
That's amazing.
Yeah, all 26 burp. Letters?
Yeah. That's incredible.
Wow. Yes. Okay, well, we'll try to rush through the game so we can get to that.
This game is becoming, you know, a speed bump on the way to the entertainment.
Exactly.
But let's begin.
All right, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use if you can't answer your question. You can force it on your opponent. Dina, this is Sparta, a famous line screamed in Gladiator, 300, or Braveheart?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to use the screw straight off the bat.
Oh, Bob. This is Sparta. Was it heard in Gladiator, 300, or Braveheart?
300.
300 is
That's
right.
That's
correct. Oh, good job.
Oh, okay. Dina, that did not work out well for you.
Yeah.
All right, here's a question designed for you, Bob.
All right, Bob. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, or Lisa Kudrow, which Friends star do you see in smart water commercials?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Very good.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. You got a 2-0 lead. That means you got to get this one right if you want to stay in the game, Dina.
Okay, I'll try.
The Golden State Warriors are famous for playing what sport?
Jeez. Golden State Warriors. I don't know. Soccer?
Not soccer.
They play basketball. And
yeah.
That means that Bob is our winner. That was quick.
Good job, Bob.
Thank you.
But more importantly, after we get past all the winning and such, we have to hear the ABCs burp. We will find you a prize of some sort, Dina.
I am not doing that on the air, but thank you, everybody.
You're not going to do it? Wait, you said you could do it, but now you're not going to do it?
No, not on the radio. No,
Dina. No, you know, it sounds like you're like a politician making something
up.
Yeah, you're saying something.
You're the Andy Eagles of burping. I don't remember saying I did that. Okay, well.
Hey, Woody.
Yes.
Why don't you give her those tickets for me?
Bob, are you being gallant?
Are you going to give the tickets to Dina?
Yes, I am, sir.
Even though she's a poor sport and won't burp?
Yes.
I'm like, is this conditional?
Wow.
Why are we rewarding making bold claims that you can't back up? Anyway, you know what? It's
over promise, under deliver. That's what we do every morning.
Dina, we're going to give you Bob's tickets to GalaxyCon.
Yes.
And congratulations. It's not for us. It's up to Bob what he does. And
thank you, Bob.
When we all go to GalaxyCon, we'll follow you around. And after you have a couple of beers, we'll ask if you can burp the ABCs, okay?
Record her.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. She says that's good.
All right. Yeah. Okay. It has to be in the right mood, in the right setting.
I don't even know what just happened here, but
but it was fun.
I enjoyed it. There was controversy. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
What a weird day we're having. Hey, let's continue the weird with a mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
Sometimes something heartwarming, uplifting, sometimes just something fun. This is about dogs and the things they steal. There's a TikTok video that's going viral right now. It's called You Steal It, You Wear It. And it has dogs that have stolen like underwear, thongs, pants,
swimming goggles,
socks, you know, bike helmets. And all the dogs are forced to wear the things they stole.
The music on this, though,
I love
it's amazing.
There's this dog with long, floppy ears that must have stolen the empty toilet paper tubes
Yeah, they put them on his ears.
They're hanging off his head. They put his ears through them.
If you love dogs like we do, you want to see this. You can see the video. We have it posted.
You can find it on the Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page, the Woody and Jim Facebook, and also our website, totallyhitsnashville.com.
Oh, how about it being Monday? Hooray.
Already?
Again?
Yes. So, how was our weekend?
It was good. I had a weekend of movies and physical labor.
Yeah.
So Friday, I went to go see the movie Obsession, which is my favorite horror movie of the year.
Really? Okay.
And possibly my favorite movie of the year.
Nice.
Just loved it. Then Saturday, helped my son with his deck. And then Sunday, I went to see another movie that's coming out in about 2 weeks called Tuner, which is the story of a guy who like tunes pianos because he's really got a great ear.
Uh-huh.
But he ends up being pulled in by some bad guys who need him to open safes. He can listen and hear.
Oh, he's got the fine
tuned ear. Hear the tumblers
ear.
On a safe. It was pretty good.
Handy skill.
Exactly. What about you guys?
My weekend was, we had a whole lot of plans, but then, of course, those plans got dashed by a little thing I call food poisoning. We ordered a pizza on Friday night, and we're watching the roast of
Kevin Hart,
and which was okay. It had some moments. It was okay. Fun. But we ate the pizza, and then the next morning woke up and went, oh, no. And so the rest of the weekend was pretty much just watching Netflix and rushing to the bathroom.
They showed a live MMA event.
Right.
And it was Ronda Rousey, incredible athlete,
yeah.
Champion. She was taking on Gina Carano, who used to be an MMA athlete.
Yeah,
and then
she went into acting and some other things and then made a comeback.
Yeah, this was her comeback.
Yes.
And after hours and hours of fights, you know,
leading up to it. Yeah, the smaller bills, there was like 5 fights before they came out.
Said it started at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Her actual fight came out around midnight.
Yes.
And she lost in 17 seconds. That was...
Get it all! The first
the
of
beginning.
A scheduled 5 rounds at 145 pounds. Oh,
and down she goes. And,
she takes Carano down, but Carano looking for the guillotine. And
everybody stand
it's over.
And she
everybody stand up for this.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing was like, you know, she had her in a hold that she could break her leg or arm if she didn't submit.
Yeah.
So she says, I quit.
So it was this huge hours and hours of build-up
lead up to 17
circumstances for 17 seconds of fun.
So
it was basically my honeymoon.
Yeah. Yes. Huge build-up to 17 seconds and then disappointment afterwards.
And then the crying. I was like, oh, my God, how many millions of dollars millions of people stood around for hours and hours and hours for nothing.
Yeah, if you say, oh, the fight's about to start. Oh, I'll go to the kitchen and get something to drink. And it's over by the time you came back to the living room.
Done. Wow. What a disappointment.
Well, it was fun.
While it lasted.
At least they all made a lot of money.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Jordan McCullough, the runner-up for American Idol last year. He's from Murfreesboro. If you would like to audition and be in the next group of hopefuls to be American Idol, so you can be famous for a minute and then everyone forgets about you, you can audition. They're going to be doing it during CMA Fest, first weekend in June.
So that's smart. Yeah.
You can be the 25th champion.
That's right.
So a Nashville woman's 4.5-foot pet lizard named Paco went missing over the weekend.
Paco.
Somewhere near the Ellington Ag Center. And the good news is he's been found and returned.
Paco is home.
Paco is a 3-year-old Asian water monitor lizard.
What is that?
But he walks with a wobble due to a neurological condition.
Aww.
And he can't eat on his own. So he's a hobbled lizard. His owner says he's a lot like a puppy, but just in lizard form.
He can't eat on his own? He has to be fed?
He has to be fed.
Wow.
Here's a mouse. Here's another mouse. I guess that's how it goes.
Somebody work Paco's jaw for him. Put another mouse in there.
Just rest easy. Somewhere in Nashville, a very large, wobbly reptile is home safe.
All right.
That's
good.
Terrifying, though. I'm curious. Did he try to scale the AT&T building? This seems like a scene out of a movie.
You know what? I'm just going to say, since we can't verify, he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's where they found him. He was swatting at airplanes as they went by.
screaming in Godzilla language, but nobody heard him. Over the bachelorette parties were too loud and drowned him out. Adam's got the third chair this morning. What do you got?
So, if you were in D.C. recently, the press corps had to evacuate from the front lawn of the White House because a swarm of bees have taken up residence nearby, and they apparently tried to attack the reporters and staffers. So,
you know they did that on purpose. They put the bees next to where the reporters are standing.
Right? And then they covered the murder hornets.
They covered all the reporters in honey.
There's three things that might have happened and the things we imagined about them.
That's right. Live from Bizarro World, it's the Woody and Jim Show on Totally Hits 93.3.
Where would you rather live?
Supposed to be in the 90s today and then be crazy weather, like starting Tuesday, Wednesday, supposed to be big storms coming through.
I don't believe it.
That's what they're frightening us with.
That clip from The Office where Steve Carell is screaming no. That's pretty much how I'm feeling right now.
No!
Don't worry about it. It's not going to happen.
Don't think so?
No. I mean, we have been for at least a month, been in the time of year where they always say rain is coming in a day or two, but then they keep moving that every couple of days.
Yeah.
So it's tomorrow, it's always 2-3 days away, and it never comes.
Mm. Nice Annie, though. Good job.
Thank you.
Tomorrow. It'll storm tomorrow.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
It's just a day away.
I felt like an 8-year-old girl.
Yay.
With big curly hair.
Yeah.
It's a good look on you.
It's not going to rain. It just never rains. Like, it will rain for 20 minutes in one part of the area. That's it. And it's not going to be where you live.
Right.
It's just, we're in that mode.
That's true. Yeah,
people
that
really need to look out are the people where they say it's not going to rain. That's when the huge thunderstorms and lightning and thunder and tornadoes come.
Then it'll rain.
Don't get my hopes up. I love the rain.
I do too. I love me a rainy day.
Yeah.
I like an overcast day. Those are great things, but that's all we're going to get.
Especially after the weekend when it was in the 90s. Yeah, we need some clouds.
No. Yeah. No more 90s. Okay. Please, God, help us all.
Adam, if I'm reading you right, you want the rain,
yes,
but you don't want the clouds. And unfortunately, 90% of the time, that's what necessary thing.
I want the clouds.
Oh, you do want
I want
the
all of it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was just misreading it.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I love like a stormy, rainy day, but I don't like leaving the house.
I like to just
be at home.
You stay at home and nap.
You want to enjoy that. You just want all the responsibilities
the
that
windows.
Would take you away from the house
to
disappear.
Don't have to worry about mowing the lawn or anything like that. Yeah, it's all good things.
No, I mowed my lawn this weekend. It took me 3 days.
Oh, great.
Because I'm an idiot, and I ran over a branch that I didn't see, and it got trapped in the mower, and I had to get it out. No. So, no, I don't want
to put your hand there next to the deadly spinning blades.
I didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
Paid a professional to do it.
Over the weekend, I had food poisoning, so I really didn't leave the house at all. But I was, while I was sitting on the throne, scrolling through my phone, as we all do.
Yeah.
Sitting on the toilet until your legs go numb. And I learned many, many things.
What?
I learned
what? Wisdom did come to... Did you get on your retreat?
I learned that you can grow potatoes in a laundry basket.
What?
And why would you want to grow
laundry
potatoes?
Laundry basket potatoes is a thing now. You get a big plastic laundry bag with a hole or a basket, and you fill it with dirt and potatoes, and you can grow potatoes right there in your laundry basket, and you don't have to dig the ground to fill up the laundry basket with dirt.
Is that something you want to do?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Is this something you saw on a video, or was there a laundry basket that just slowly got dirty and unattended over time?
I remember,
oh my God, there's potatoes growing.
I remember my mother saying things like that, like, this is so dirty, your room is so dirty, I could grow potatoes in here.
Okay, so this is proving
I've never heard that before.
So I kind of flash nostalgic with that, so yeah.
So this is a revelation.
Sweet memory.
That if you have a container full of dirt, that you can grow things in dirt.
Yes. Something that we haven't known since the beginning of time.
Mind blown.
I also learned that if you get sweet tea from McDonald's, you can add coffee creamers to it, and it becomes like a latte.
Okay.
Some guy was going like, you mean to tell me that I've lived on this planet for 478 years and nobody's told me about this yet? So it was very exciting. I tried it.
Do you and? Pour the creamers into the cup or do you just pour it into your mouth and swish it there and that's where it is formed? That's
no, weird. You do it in the cup.
Now you just made it weird.
Yes, Jim made it weird.
There's nothing sad about getting 400 creamers from McDonald's and putting it into your tea to make a poor man's latte. Yes. I'm sure it's just exactly the same.
I'm trying to help.
There's no caffeine, though, so how is it a latte?
No, well, there's sweet tea has caffeine
tea,
in
tea,
it.
Yeah, some, caffeine.
Yeah, okay.
Caffeine in
yeah.
There.
All right.
It's just the same.
This has been another edition of Do It With It What You Will. What are you doing today?
Well, first of all, I'm going to go home and look up Wawa because I know nothing about it. And after listening to that commercial, I'm really curious.
Chain of amazing gas stations.
Yeah.
They are to believe.
I don't like Buc-ee's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
well, unpopular opinion, but I don't like Buc-ee's.
Maybe Wawa will win your love then.
Maybe. Yeah. And then so we're going on a cruise next week.
Yes.
So I have to go tan to get ready for that so I don't, you know, burn like a...
So you don't look like a tourist.
Pretty much. But that's about it. What about you guys?
I'm grocery shopping, and then it's a dinner and a movie tonight for my kids and everybody to come over. And I think I'm going to do like kind of a hibachi-style chicken fried rice thing.
Ooh, nice.
On the grill.
On the new Blackstone.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. We're all going to Jim's house.
You finally picked it up.
Right. I did.
Yeah. Wow.
And I built it. And there's only a few pieces left over.
I'm going to be calling my daughter. It's her birthday today. She lives in California with her mom. So.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
Happy birthday.
She will love me today because I gave her money.
Ah.
And then I need to find a part-time job somewhere because I need some money.
So, all right.
I mean, okay. I could come work at your salon.
Absolutely.
I could sweep up hair.
Yeah.
I could be, you know, the beloved janitor that says inappropriate things to some of the female, you know, customers when nobody else is around.
Okay, so I'm our official HR rep there, so.
Oh, okay, well then.
I'm already worried.
Everything he knows about you is a violation.
Let's go ahead and forget
that idea. Pre-violation.
I'll laugh at it,
though.
I'll apply at places where they don't know me. Catch you back here tomorrow morning.